perhaps we will see some novel stimulants, accelerants, catalysts that shake things up in different ways. And finishing off, something slight departure from what you normally discuss, but I'm quite curious about your perspective on this, Jay, because it does involve how we should approach controversial findings. It may be another example of not only institutional, but an ingrained societal bias. So as we wind down, we're going to step away from COVID for a moment and talk about something else. There was recently some controversial findings of mummified remains known as the Nazca mummies. These were discovered in Peru, with claims suggesting they may actually be of non-human origin due to their unusual physical features, such as elongated skulls and three fingers on each hand. Radiocarbon dating has indicated that they could be around 1,000 to 1,800 years old, and limited DNA analysis has suggested a mixture of human and non-human DNA. Now, these findings have been met, obviously, with both intrigue and a lot of skepticism. First of all, are you aware of this situation?
First, I've heard of it, Jay.
Oh, and okay. In that case, let me just give me one sec. Let me put my screen share on because you need to have a look at these. Now, I know it's a pretty strange subject to bring up, but you have to also keep
This
in
is very
mind.
far outside my
Well,
expertise, Jay. I'm
I
just
know. Don't
saying.
worry. But you have to keep in mind that the U.S. government over the last few years has been very vocal about the idea and the concept of unidentified flying objects and non-human intelligence. There's been a, congressional discussion, a Senate discussion. And one of the things I just wanted to show you real quick, I'm just going to screen share. Now, these were discovered in Peru, and they have currently been going through a series of DNA analysis processes. They are doing actual scientific work on them. There's a few American scientists that have gone over to South America to have a look at these. So the fact that you obviously, haven't been made aware of it, I can't really ask you to give too much commentary other than your current opinion on this sudden
Don't,
discovery.
I know, I mean, there's again, you've probably seen from like my how I've talked about the d evidence on COVID, that I try to keep an open mind about things until I can evaluate things for myself. This is an this I mean this is an area where like I literally have done zero reading and have no expertise, Jay. So it's hard for me to like weigh in a constructive way on this. I mean, I just
Are you open to the
I
idea?
mean
Are
l
you?
listening to this, I guess I'd have the kind of I mean this is kind of an extraordinary claim, so I asked for extraordinary evidence, right? So the question is the kind of questions I have would be, if the claim is that this was evolved from that these that this being came from outside of the outside of Earth and has DNA has genetic sort of markers or genetic material that's not DNA. The DNA is something that appeared on Earth, right, as an evolutionary process that led to that sort of sustained life, or actually even the origin of DNA is like this is an open question in science. Like, so the how would you need some sort of replication process for evolution to happen in the first place. And so like how did DNA come about? If it's life from another planet, would you expect there to be DNA? Would there expect to be some other process that would lead to some? It's just there's it whole opens up a whole host of biological questions I'd love to see. I mean, that'd be interesting to explore. I don't know, I have to say honestly, Jay, I'm skeptical just because but I'd have to like look much more into it. I try to keep an open mind. You can probably tell, Jay, I try to keep an open mind about things, and I'm not going to weigh in on things until I decide that there's sufficient evidence. This is the first time I've seen this, so it's intriguing and fun to like look at, but I don't
Well,
know.
I wanted to quickly introduce it to you, mainly because a couple of people were chewing my ear off about it when I said that I was interviewing you. Like, please make sure you mention this and see what his opinion is. Because one of the subjects I have discussed, I've had a lot of guests on, US Navy pilots, program directors for the Pentagon, DoD guys. I've talked about the UFO issue because it's being discussed by the United States government and its national security architecture in quite a significant way. So, these things that are coming up now, it's obviously a highly stigmatized subject, which is beginning to erode away in that stigma. And this is a relatively recent development where these have been announced as discovered in Peru. And scientists, including a few American scientists, have gone over and have begun preliminary examination of what these actually are. But you know, three fingers, elongated heads, very strange looking creatures. And, you
this
know,
is very strange, definitely strange. I don't know, Jay. It's hard because I don't know. When I say I don't know, I literally mean I don't know because I have not looked at the topic at all. But it's I'll just tell you, just maybe stepping back and maybe just to try to answer the question I think you're really asking me, which is how should scientists approach claims like this?
Yeah,
How should
absolutely.
scientists think about things like this? I think we talked about Kary Mullis and Peter Duisberg earlier about with HIV and AIDS, right? I think the idea that we should demolish people who ask questions that are outside of like the Overton window what scientists currently at is a really bad thing to do, right? There may be ideas that are there that turn out to be true. You don't want to the way that I think about science, we're always always wrong all the time. That's just normal in science. If you're not wrong all the time, you're just too safe of a scientist. And so what we do is when we're wrong in science, it's not that you demolish the person that's wrong. We're all together looking at a set of ideas and we're deciding, is the evidence true, consistent or inconsistent with the ideas? And we change our ideas when the evidence is inconsistent and we move, right? That's the way science works. It requires people from even outside the Overton window to participate. I think that is a very healthy thing. If you have a scientific community that's willing to include people outside the Overton window, and not seek to destroy them when they're wrong, and then also seek to say that they're right when they're right. That's just the way I think the scientific community best. Now that means there'll be like nasty fights about the ideas, but the goal isn't to destroy the people having the ideas. The goal is to evaluate the ideas in a very rigorous way. I think that's my general attitude toward what science ought to look like. I shouldn't comment on this specifically on the science of this because this is the first time I've been like you know introduced to this, and so I'm happy to like I'm you know I'm happy to look into it. I just it's intriguing but I don't know anything really constructive to say until I've done a little. I'd have to think more about like the evolutionary processes that might lead to something like this. What would I expect it to be DNA? There's a whole bunch of like biological questions that pop into my mind. And I know nothing about what people are finding or what they've said. So,
well, I at least I've introduced a little novel data point into your mind. Perhaps you can have a cup of coffee at some point, sit down and have a little peruse around what is exactly going on.
I mean, I think if I were to enter the area, I'd need to do a lot of reading. I try to stay in places where I've done a lot of reading. That's why I was confident on the pandemic because I'd done a lot of work and reading and I understood a lot. I think I've learned a lot during the last 4 years also during about mm-hmm. pandemic management and so on. I think as scientists, we are sometimes reluctant to step outside of about our areas of reading. I think I've been bold enough within my areas of reading, Jay. So I don't know if, I just have to like be who I am, but I do also not want to like throw out people who have ideas that are sort of outside the Overton window. I think that's a big mistake in science.